Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kedushin daf mem beis Kedushin 42, and we're discussing the source for the idea that there is this concept of a shliach, that you can appoint an agent, shliach shel adam kamoso, that a person can appoint an agent to serve on his behalf. And the Gemara has suggested several possible sources. One is from the case of divorce, that a person can send an agent to divorce their wife or to accept a divorce from their husband. And the second is from the case of teruma, because the pasuk says gamatem, that you can appoint an agent to separate your tithe. And the third is from the paschal lamb. But the Gemara challenges this. Gemara says, what about the mission that says hashaleach has beira biarcherishot vekatan, that if you send a fire with a deaf, mute, or minor, or somebody who doesn't have sound mind, pater min dinei adam v'chayav v'dinei shemayim, you're exempt from the laws of man, but you're liable by the laws of heaven. Which means to say, biapikeach chayav. But if you send it, if shileach biapikeach, if you send it in the hands of somebody who's of sound mind, pikeach chayav, the person who's of sound mind is liable. Why? Why don't we say the person who sent the damage with the person is liable, not the agent? Why do we say the agent is liable? So the Gemara says, we have a concept, ein shliach l'dvar avera. You can't be a messenger for a sin. Tamrinan divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishum. And the person, if you hear the words of your teacher or the words of the student, who do you listen to? You listen to the words of your teacher. So there's no agency for sin, and everybody is responsible for our own actions.